Welcome to a meditation where I share an ancient story. The prophecy of the eagle and the condor. I recently read a book called The Soul of Money by Lynn Twist, and Lynn shares this story, and it's resonated with me so much, and I myself live in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado right now. And just the other day, I saw 3 bald eagles in one day. And I felt such powerful energy from these eagles. And I've also lived in Central America, and I feel this need for me, and maybe you feel it too, to connect with the condor, the one of the most powerful birds in South America. And since seeing these eagles, it's brought up lots of ideas and thoughts. And I want to share with you this story. This is going to be a meditation where I'm speaking for a lot of the time, except I will give you some time to visualize some different prompts that I give you. So as you prepare for this meditation, I ask that you're simply listening to this recording. Please don't drive, don't cook, don't even go on a walk. Maybe you just are doing one thing at a time, where you're just listening, laying down or sitting up tall, inside or outside, where you're connecting with the earth. So tune into what's best for your body today through this story meditation. And when you feel ready, start to notice your breath. In and out. Slowly in and softly out. And as you gently breathe, see if you can feel the rhythm of how the breath moves in the body. If it feels comfortable to you, maybe you close your eyes gently, letting the world around you fade away. With each exhale, you feel yourself entering into a state of deep relaxation. Every exhale is melting tension that may be lingering inside the body and the mind. Each breath connecting you to the moment where you notice that the noises from the outside world bring you more and more into a place of relaxation where you can turn on your visualization, your imagination, your ability to notice what arises as you hear this story. See if you can visualize yourself standing amidst a vast expanse of sky. It's as if you are one with the clouds. The air feels warm around your skin. And you can somehow see or notice that the changing landscape of the earth beneath you is breathing just like you are. You can smell the air and the freshness of the outside world. the natural world. The invitation is for you to notice as much as you can as you listen to this story, the prophecy of the eagle and the condor, a tale that has been told through the generations by the indigenous peoples of South America, specifically Peru. In the beginning, all Earth's people were united as one, connected deeply to the land and each other. As time passed, they diverged into two distinct groups, the people of the eagle and the people of the condor. The eagle people were known for their intellect and rationality, and the condor people were highly attuned to nature and their intuitions. Imagine you are an eagle. You, part of the eagle people, know that there is remarkable craft in the technologies you've built, in the constructions of complex buildings, and you've created masterful art. You are a people of science and cognition, creating tools that help expand the intellect and the mind. There have been enormous accomplishments and technologies of the eagle people who bring material wealth to leaders of the eagle world. However, you are spiritually impoverished and your existence is at risk. You may imagine yourself as this eagle soaring highly above with a keen eye and intellect. You can feel the strength in your wings as you glide through the sky. And perhaps you can even feel the longing for your connection with nature, with spirit. Take a few deep breaths in silence as you feel into what is arising within you as you connect with the eagle. Now, imagine you are a condor. The people of the condor are deeply attuned to nature and trusting of themselves. You are profoundly connected with the ancient wisdom passed down to you through generations, honoring the interconnectedness of all beings. You understand the natural world and the cycles of the earth. You are connected with the plants and the animals and the fungi kingdom. And you know how to move through many spiritual dimensions. At the same time, you are hungry for knowledge of the material world, and your existence is at risk. Visualize yourself as this condor, grounded in the earth's embrace, with your heart beating in rhythm with the pulse of life and death. You feel the depth of your connection to the natural world as you move with grace and purpose, guided by the wisdom of your ancestors. And you also crave scientific intellect and technologies and cognitive skills take a few moments with what it's like to be the condor in silence. Now, see if you can bring your awareness to both the eagle and the condor located within yourself, feeling the integration of the intellect and intuition, science and spirit. What does it mean to honor both birds? And consider how you can cultivate balance of these birds in your life. The prophecy says that at this time in Earth's history, the eagle people and the condor people must rejoin together, remembering that they are one people saving each other. We must come together and we must bring those aspects of ourselves alive, the aspects of the eagle and the condor, into one human soul so that we can meet another human soul and they can see what's possible. We can't do this without each other. With each breath and each heartbeat, see if you can feel yourself aligning with the sacred balance of the eagle and the condor, watching these birds fly next to each other, side by side. I will leave you in silence for the next several moments as your imagination and your inner wisdom comes forward. Take a few more slow, deep breaths as you feel yourself connecting with both birds. Perhaps you ask yourself, what in my life will bring me more towards the condor? And what in my life will bring me more towards the eagle in balance with one another? When you are ready, perhaps you start to bring some movement into the body. Remembering that when you see the birds in the sky, you will remember this prophecy of these beautiful people. We're sharing with us to carry this awareness of the unity of all. Knowing that you hold within you the power to create harmony and unity wherever you fly. Thank you. See you next time.